Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Home Affairs Minister says juvenile system employees must be trained to work with children if the Child Justice Bill is to be effective. Minister of Water Resources introduces the Water Reuse Bill in Parliament as efforts continue to conserve water. Banks Holdings Limited reports a shift in consumption of sweetened beverages, but says sweet drink tax has not impacted sales. And police say a school girl is suspected to have started Monday's deadly fire at Madea School in Guyana. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. The Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, says it is critical that all workers within the juvenile system are trained to work with children if the Child Justice Bill is to be effective. He was speaking during the debate on the Child Justice Bill in the House of Assembly. Mr. Abrams says the bill seeks to establish a modernized approach to dealing with children who are in conflict with the law.
Every person who comes into contact with a child, whether under the child protection aspect or whether under the child justice ambit, every person coming into contact with a child has to be trained to deal with a child. Not general social services, not general kind-heartedness. The officers who deal with the children should be trained in dealing with children. The probation officers who deal with the young children should be trained in dealing with young children. The social workers should be trained in dealing with children. The magistrates must get training in dealing with children. Every person at every step has to have the training that enables this legislation and the child protection legislation to actually work.
He says there's a need for parents to play a greater role in disciplining children.
This legislation is children-centered. I would not have it any other way. But as much as we need to get involved, parents, the parents of Barbados, need to get involved in the things that touch and concern their children. It cannot all be for teachers. Teachers have children for 6 hours in a day and not on weekends. You, the parents, or the person in control of that child, have the child for all the rest. It is not for the teachers to instill the discipline that you refuse to introduce at home. Your child is a reflection of you.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. The Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, has dismissed claims that the new child protection bill conflicts with the rights of parents. Mr. Humphrey was responding to a media report that suggested that parents would have no say on what is determined to be in the best interest of a child in relation to medical treatment.
The suggestion, sir, becomes further ludicrous by saying that we will now allow children to have medical procedures that could come back to hurt the children. I do not know where this came from. There is no reference to it at all in any of the legislation. Sir, this is somebody, sir, speaking on a political platform by night, being a professional the next day, bringing into question now a whole profession, suggesting that this legislation would somehow allow children to have a medical procedure that they will later regret in life. There is no reference anywhere at all in this legislation to anything such.
He believes the statements were not made in good faith.
So I would like to know where that came from and what was the injury that this person was trying to cause, sir? And that it is causing fear and panic deliberately, sir, to drive people away from an administration that is doing what is in the best interest of children. It is a very, very dangerous thing, sir.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw, introduced a bill in Parliament which seeks to manage and control water reuse. While noting that the bill will fall under the remit of the Ministry of Health, she said it takes some of the pressure off the Barbados Water Authority as the country finds ways to conserve water.
The reuse of water will have a direct impact on the demand for our potable water supply at the Barbados Water Authority, as there are clearly several uses that can be derived from being able to reuse water. And therefore, it takes the pressure, the added burden off of the Barbados Water Authority if we are able to encourage persons, investors, businesses, individuals to be able to follow a particular regulatory framework in order to help help to ease some of the pressure that we have, sir. The Water Reuse Bill therefore provides the necessary legislation which is needed to manage and to control water reuse in Barbados.
She also outlined measures to ensure that the public is well educated on the matter.
The intention, sir, is to, over the course of the next few weeks and months, to have an intensive public education program. I think it has been a combined effort with the PD and the Barbados Water Authority. I know that the draft is certainly in its final stages, and this will complement the passage of the bill. Because these are, as you can appreciate, conversations, as I started in the outset by saying, that are not sexy subjects to talk about. They're not things that anybody wants to have conversations about. But they are our reality, given the time that we are living in.
Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw. Child rights activist Felicia Dujon is calling on the Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey, to give insight on the establishment of adolescent-friendly clinics under the National Nutrition Policy. She was responding to a section of the policy that states the Ministry of Health and Wellness will accelerate efforts to establish these clinics to facilitate the annual health and nutrition assessment of adolescents. Ms. Dujon believes that the public needs to have clarity on how these clinics will function and what rights parents will have.
In the National Nutrition Policy, it also speaks about an adolescent care center. And that adolescent center or clinic, the kinds of services that it will be providing. And it's very important that the Minister of Health for People Empowerment come to the public and inform the public of what does it mean to establish adolescent-friendly clinics that would include services of sexual and reproductive health. These are the issues because it does not speak about parental rights there. It doesn't speak about parental rights even in that policy.
Child rights activist Felicia Dujon. Country manager for Banks Holdings Limited, Sharifa London, says they have seen a shift in the consumption of sweetened beverages following the implementation of a tax on these drinks. But she tells Starcom Network News the tax has not impacted sales.
What we have been doing is obviously persons are shifting towards the version of the product that they prefer. So, for example, in our Pine Hill portfolio, we have 100% juices, our pineapple, our apple. And so persons are shifting, so that compensates for any possible fall off that we would have. We have always had a vibrant portfolio, very diversified portfolio. I guess because the topic is top of mind now, that persons are recognizing that at Pine Hill, we've always had a portfolio that provides for the needs of different persons, depending on their requirements. And so persons who are looking for that 100% juice, they can get it from Pine Hill, and they're now recognizing, perhaps, whereas they probably didn't before, that we do have those products in our portfolio.
She says they fully support government and NGOs encouraging Barbadians to live healthier lifestyles.
We are actively making changes to add more similar products because obviously we support the trend and we support the thrust of the people and government to encourage healthier living, but at the same time, we encourage a balanced lifestyle, and so we would continue to meet the needs of our consumer and doing so responsibly.
Country manager for Banks Holdings Limited, Sharifa London. Officials in Guyana say a deadly fire at a school dormitory appears to have been started by a pupil who was angry that her mobile phone had been confiscated. 19 people, mostly female students, were killed in a blaze in the South American country in the early hours of Monday morning. The dorm was reportedly locked and had covered windows which trapped the victims. The teenage suspect is currently in hospital with burns and has reportedly admitted to the arson. Government sources told the AFP news agency authorities are now taking advice on whether to charge the student. Recapping the headlines. Home Affairs Minister says juvenile system employees must be trained to work with children if the Child Justice Bill is to be effective. Minister of Water Resources introduces the Water Reuse Bill in Parliament as efforts continue to conserve water. Banks Holdings Limited reports a shift in the consumption of sweetened beverages, but says the sweet drink tax has not impacted sales. And police say a schoolgirl is suspected to have started Monday's deadly fire in Guyana. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.